Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family. iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, the President's Day edition of the Business News Hour. And with us in studio, as she is each Monday afternoon, Laura Kennard from... Yeah, we're going to be talking about dmbizmixer.com. Right. Stuff going on in the metro.
So I'm just from lots of things.
Yeah, you are lots of things. Drake University. You work at DMAC. I don't know. You just do all
this. I'll sum it up this way. dmbizmixer is a blog that's specifically devoted to listing the networking events and classes and education and different resources that are for businesses around Des Moines. And the hashtag dmbizmixer you can find on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is where that's used.
And you can utilize that to get your attention so that you'll talk about it.
You could share your own thing with the hashtag, or you can look and see there. I also just started sending out a newsletter for people that sign up on dmbizmixer. Then I'll send you the list, too, if you'd like. And then, of course, we have it taped on the podcast on your station. So a few different things. Allure Marketing is my own consulting work that I do. And I do a lot of education through Drake and DMAC along the lines of marketing.
You and I are so similar. You know, we are unemployable. So we just do all these other things at the same time. That's what I had a group of some 40 individuals today that I was speaking to. And so when they start to read my bio... And I've got all these things that I do. Of course, I always tell them that I am simply unemployable, and that's why I have so many things going on. But anyway, so this is Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to dive into what's going on in the networking world. We had, by the way, Christy Gooding from AMAI.
Talking about Friday's event, and which will hopefully be on the other side of the ice storm, we were talking about. So have a few things that I was... planning to go to that were a little bit further away that are already being canceled. So, better safe. I appreciate the people organizing these things that are allowing people to, reschedule so it's safe.
Because I'm really concerned because Tuesday night is Celebrate Windsor Heights. It's a big annual event that we have. Yeah, and so I'm going, might not make it.
So tonight will be when the precip's hitting. Hopefully it can get cleared off. We'll keep our fingers crossed to the wonderful road crew that they can get it cleared off.
So what do you got going on this week, unless it's all canceled because of the weather?
Well, so we have some of our, typical... Monday stuff at Iowa Center. We've got Million Cups. Actually, Million Cups is going to have the governor.
Was that this week? I thought
it
was last week.
This week. Oh. No, in the future.
Oh, in the future.
She's still coming.
Oh, I thought she was...
Nope. So I'll be updating on that, because that'll be a very special one, obviously, coming up. And that's just sort of the state of entrepreneurship. So it's kind of neat that that's happening. It's during spring break week. I think it's the 14th, if I'm not mistaken. I remember that. Because I wanted my students to go to it, and I'm like, yeah, they're not going to go. It's spring break. So that's about the Wednesday.
Is it time to talk about spring break already?
I know, right? Well, it is.
You guys just, at Drake, you guys just went back to school.
I know. And now we'll have spring break
in March. You got to go back to school.
So where that puts us is Wednesday. Our first one that's kind of not just a weekly thing is the February Startup Stories with Liz Legit and Kate Wagner, which is Adore Your Walls. And I know that you already had some folks from the partnership.
Mike Caldwell was in, and so was Liz. And we were previewing the piece that's going to be on Wednesday. It's at the Greater Des Moines Partnership talking about Adore Your Walls and how she monetizes all this. It's a great conversation.
Awesome.
It's on our podcast, by the way. So if you can't make it to that, you can always listen to us.
Exactly. And that, if you don't want lunch, you can show up with your own lunch.
Right.
If you want lunch, you probably should RSVP like today. Or you're not going to get lunch. But it's $15 if you want lunch. Otherwise, you don't have to have lunch and you can just come and listen to the talk. So that is at the Greater Des Moines Partnership location downtown. And so then we also have on Thursday the 22nd, Capital for Your Business. This is also a Greater Des Moines partnership. Right. This is a half day, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. thing that you can still register for. And the purpose, again, is raising capital and figuring out financial opportunities depending on what kind of business you have.
Yeah, and Mike Caldwell also talked about that. This is an opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, on Thursday where you can go learn more about traditional financing. And then later in March, they're going to be talking about an opportunity where you get investors. So different. So this is more traditional funding for startups and businesses on Thursday. And then down the way in March is a look.
Right. So if you go to the DM BizMixer website, and you know, these are from calendars all that I take them off of the Greater Des Moines Partnership calendar. I look at Tech Brew with and some of the other events at the Technology Association of Iowa. I look at AMA, American Marketing Association, Iowa chapter, Des Moines, the Social Media Club. I look at just a variety of calendars. So what we try to do is sort of aggregate the best sort of networking and education and awards and social things that are involving business in Des Moines. So I also try to put some save the dates for some of the bigger things coming up. And so if you keep scrolling down, you'll
find
see
stuff.
February and March events that are also, like, for example, the one you mentioned that's going to be more about investors is kind of down on the bottom of the list under save the dates. And then links to some of those full calendars if you want to investigate more.
This week, outside of what we've got with Million Cups on Wednesday, hopefully the ice is cleared off.
Right.
And then you've got something on Thursday. And then Friday is AMA Iowa. Are you going to that?
Yeah. So Thursday, also, I was going to mention, right after you leave Capital for Your Business, you can go over to the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny. And I'm doing a 1 to 4, an afternoon session on guiding principles of social media.
Really?
Yeah. So that's a new class that as guiding principles of social media marketing, which gets into a lot of things like elevator speeches, optimizing your profile, picking your platforms, knowing what the vision is for your company and your brand, and then how that translates to making a really solid presence on those platforms as sort of a foundation. And then so that's sort of a foundational class that we're doing and that kind of gets you to think about your brand and how that looks online. So anyway, and then Friday, yes, we have AMA Iowa Experience, which this year's theme is navigating the changing marketing landscape, which there's a ton of stuff happening in 2018 and the marketing landscape is really dynamic right now. And so it's an interesting, fun time. I know that you have been speaking with Phil James about that. Chris Snyder at Drake University puts together a great newsletter on trends, and he's been talking about things like messenger bots too and live. So these are kind of complex, sort of scary things for small businesses, but it's the way that the social media is going, all in an attempt to have more
interaction.
Yeah. Yes. So
and that's, you know, I remember in the old days, let's say back in the day when we did these tweet ups. Remember those?
Yes. Yeah, oh, I love those.
I did
actually.
Too. Yeah. Those were lots of fun. And how we used Twitter back then as a communication tool between people. And we've kind of gotten away from that.
Yeah. It became kind of this automated, programmatic, you know, even video, just sort of voyeur, we'll just watch it. And you're right, there was this really cool play between getting out in the real world and mixing that with your interactions that you did online, sort of as an extension of one another. And I think that people really crave that still. So I will be at AMA because I have been formally asked also along with you to be there and help spread what's going on at that event out into the world.
We're going to be there on Friday doing our broadcast from there, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you're shifting it over there?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. Well, then it'll be a fun time to actually get together with people in person.
There you go. You know, one of the things, and I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up, because your name was brought up this past weekend. I was in Mason City. Yeah, I was in Mason City. And your name came up, and it came up in conjunction with our mutual friend, Patrick Palmer.
Oh, Patrick, yes.
And he says, wow, he says, Laura's doing all this cool stuff down there in the metro. I don't see much of her up in this part of the country, but anyway. Yeah, but this is how far, ladies and gentlemen, I think the point of this is how far connectiveness is with regard to people who practice and participate in social media, how connected we are. Deb Brown up in Webster City brings us into the fold.
Well, that goes way back to when social media was this sort of new thing.
Yep.
And the whole state of Iowa sort of banded together the people that were sort of in the beginnings.
Early adopters.
The 140
character
counters. We all have this sort of like connection, and we have all, it's become mainstream. So we've all kind of gone back into our own like little corners, but I wish we would have another big social media conference to bring everyone back.
You know, it used to be called the 140 character conference. Remember that?
Yes.
And who's the guy? Come on. The guy that came, he was the keynote speaker. He was doing these 140 character conferences all over the world.
Yeah.
And I'm losing it right now, but now it would be the 280 character conference.
Right. Right.
Because we've expanded that so
far. Exactly.
Good stuff. Yeah. So I will see you, if not before, I will see you on Friday at AMA Iowa.
Absolutely. Yeah. So anyway,
be sure, and we will have a link, by the way, on the radio blog so that you can find out more about DM Biz Mixer and also hashtag DM Biz Events.
Well, and we'll catch you next week if not before.
Yeah. Watch out for that ice, kids. All right, we've got to clear on out of here because it's coming up on 6 o'clock. That means Tyler kicks us out and the Des Moines Radio Group kicks us out, and we're just like nobody after this. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. He's the guy that makes sure that this gets out on the broadcast, and we make sure that we get this out on the podcast as well. If you want to find those, just Google Insight on Business, the News Hour. We should be everywhere. Mary Sarah is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio station. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour is Jimmy Olson. The general manager is Jeff Delvaux. He is the big boss here at the Des Moines Radio Group. The music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. I got to scoot. I've got two meetings to go to yet this evening. One is the Windsor Heights City Council meeting that I get to go to and then report on all kinds of things. And then another meeting over at the UAW Hall. Stuff going on in the metro, even after dark. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 o'clock with more of the Business News Hour. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man, would you please? And good night.